And joining me in the studio, Ryan Zelo from the Stevens Point area YMCA. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how is it? Pretty wet walking in?
It was a little wet walking in, but, you know, much needed rain. So
we do need it. Yeah. I think Scott Krieger, a guy across the hall over there, I said we got up until midnight last night, almost 3/4 of an inch of rain.
Yeah, it came down pretty good at times. So, it'd be good. It'd probably have to start thinking about mowing the grass pretty
soon. I was thinking the same thing. Here we go. Now we got to mow.
Yep.
But Ryan is the president and CEO of the Stevens Point Area YMCA, and you've got some stuff coming up, don't you?
We do. It's a busy time of the year for us. You know, one thing that we just launched, our annual campaign. So our annual campaign is an opportunity to reach out to our community to support what we do. You know, it's a campaign, a fundraising drive that allows us to never turn anybody away for the inability to pay. So some of the things we'll talk about are provided to those regardless of circumstances because of the support we see for our community. So,
okay, that's one thing. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. As a nonprofit organization, it's a critical part of what we do and who we are, and allows us to engage all families, all kids, give them summer camp experiences, before and after school care, child care, you know, aquatic safety and swim lessons. All those things happen and make sure that nobody's turned away here in Stevens Point because of the support of our community in our annual campaign.
Yeah, that is great. And you've got such a great facility there too.
Yeah. What a blessing for our community to be able to have a YMCA and the impact that it makes on, you know, thousands that are around us.
Oh yeah. And now you've got something coming up this Saturday, right?
We do. Healthy Kids Day. So on Saturday from 10 to noon at the Stevens Point YMCA, Healthy Kids Day. So it's an opportunity just for community to come in. So it's a completely free event, tremendous amount of sponsors that come behind us and make sure that this happens. And so there'll be bounce houses and face painting and arts and crafts and different activities that'll be there. So we have some members of the community coming in and being able to provide just a really fun experience for the day for those around us.
So now with the the parents are listening and they're thinking their kids or grandkids, can anyone come?
Anyone. Yeah. Absolutely anyone. Open 100% to the community. It's 100% free. Just a wonderful day to really look at giving kids an opportunity. And you know, the name is Healthy Kids Day, and it's all about it, celebrating that.
Well, it's very nice. That's a nice thing to do. And so if you see all the cars there, make sure you stop in. And you'll have stuff outside and inside?
Yeah, there'll be stuff outside, hopefully. This weather kind of, you
know, I think, well, hopefully this weather will be gone. Yeah,
this will pass, and we'll have things outside, you know, fire trucks, and, you know, canine unit, I believe, is going to be there as well.
Okay.
So, and then full activities all throughout the Y inside.
Okay, that's fun. And that will start at what time?
10 o'clock, Saturday morning.
Okay. And now, usually you come in around this time, you've got a full slate full of summer things going on, right?
Yeah, we're blessed with YMCA Camp Glacier Hollow, which is both a day camp and an overnight camp, just, you know, in Amherst Junction, so right outside our back door here, that really provides kids and families a wonderful summer experience and opportunity. And so many kids don't get that chance to be in the camp environment. So coming up soon here is a mother-daughter day. So it's a day for moms and daughters to come out to Camp Glacier Hollow. So that's on May 11th, the Mother's Day weekend on Saturday. From that, and in June, we have a Father Sunday. So trying to get families engaged out of Camp Glacier Hollow. So all your traditional camp experiences. So there'll be, you know, things like hatchet throwing and archery. There'll be arts and crafts. There'll be a challenge course, ropes course to be able to participate in. So a little cold maybe in the lake. For the water.
A little bit, yeah.
But we'll kind of gauge how that goes in for that. So that's coming up. Those are a couple of events coming up.
Is there a sign-up deadline for that?
That I don't know.
Okay.
Check out our website for the most details, or follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, those things, and can keep up to date on that. So,
okay. So if people are just joining us, we're talking with Ryan Zelo of the YMCA here in Stevens Point. And of things going on, and you've got something else happening too, right?
Yeah, that really leads us into our camp season. So we talk about Camp Glacier Hollow out in Amherst Junction, Nelsonville area, and what a wonderful experience for kids out in this area. So a number of different things we do in the summer. So we have out at Camp Glacier Hollow, we have day camp. So those kids that 7 and older can go out and go experience camp during the day and then sleep in their own beds at night. So great experience. We bus from the Stevens Point Y, so you don't even have to worry about driving the kids out there. Drop them off at the Y. They go out to camp. They come back dirty, tired, and a little bit sweaty, maybe a little stinky, and get to sleep in their own bed. And they turn around and they do it all over the next day. So day camp at Glacier Hollow, great experience, and really get to experience a true camp feel for that. And then for our older kids, we have resident camp, so overnight camp, your true overnight camp experience that you see kids get to experience. So they sleep in cabins. They have campfires and s'mores in the evening. They get to do all the camp activities, go out on the lake, kayak, fish, canoe, swim, all those different things out at Camp Glacier Hollow. So,
yeah, I recommend that. That's always a fun time, and I think kids have to experience that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our daughter, it's her first year here in Stevens Point where she'll have the opportunity to go out to camp. So every day she's asking us about, you know, camp and what she gets to do there. So okay. We're excited to be able to experience that.
Yeah. Now, you've got, I didn't ask you this ahead of time, but are you all set for your camp counselors and everything too? Or
yeah, we've done a really good job of bringing in camp counselors. We have great retention. So
great.
Our camp counselors from last year,
yeah.
Majority of them are coming back. So they see the great experience and the impact they have on kids as they want. Something interesting this year is we're bringing in a few international counselors. So how do we kind of bring some cultural diversity to our camp experiences? So mm-hmm. we have a couple international counselors, so one from Spain, we have from Brazil, from Mexico. So we'll have some counselors that will be staying with us this summer from other countries and be able to experience summer camp here and then provide the kids the opportunity to learn about their cultures and where they come from as well.
Oh, that's great. My daughter did that here, and she had a blast doing that too. So that's neat. Now, you've got something to talk about in the fall real quick too.
Right? Yeah, we do. So 4K. So Stevens Point Area YMCA is a proud partner with the Stevens Point Area School District in our 4K. So we have 4K sites both in the Stevens Point Y as well as Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Plover. So we offer multiple 4K locations to really get kids ready for kindergarten. So with that, the true 4K experience with the Stevens Point School District. And then in our Stevens Point location, we also offer wraparound care. So our 4K is a part-day program like all in the district. And then with the Stevens Point Y, we allow the ability for parents for the before 4K time frame and then after 4K as well. So that full wraparound experience to give parents a chance to work and be in the workforce and then still get their kids the opportunity in 4K.
Boy, you weren't kidding. You got a lot going on, don't you?
We do. We do. It's been busy at the Y.
So if people are interested, want more information, best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, our website, it really is the most up-to-date. Okay. And that information there, whether you're registering for programs, just seeing what events are going on, our website, spymca.org.
Okay, that's the best way to do it. And you know, we started off with the, you wanted, to, what was it, the donation?
The annual campaign.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So how do people get a hold of you for that?
Yeah, you can go to our website, click on the give button, and really support. If you want a kid to be able to go to camp, if you want aquatic safety and kids learning drowning prevention and swim lessons, go to our website, click on the give button, donate now, and it makes a tremendous difference and stays right here in our community.
Yeah, and you can see all the good or hear all the good that's going on at the YMCA. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
you. Appreciate it. Ryan Zietlow, the president and CEO of the YMCA here in Stevens Point.